Podcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the city of innovation, education, and of course, Fenway Park, this is TI Clergy Corner, bringing you timely, insightful, and impactful sermons from Temple Israel of Boston.
In this episode, we will hear Rabbi Elaine Zecker's Shabbat Awakenings, a reflection as we make our way towards Shabbat, entitled, Listen.
This is a story about the difference between listening and hearing. We might hear what someone says, but not actually listen. In 2 Kings chapter 5, we meet Naaman, a warrior Aramean commander. His name meant faithful, but it was an ironic twist. Since faith is about belief, and belief is about paying attention, and paying attention is about listening. Naaman had a big problem. He had leprosy. In those days, there was no cure. But his wife's attendant, an Israelite girl who had been brought to Aram as a spoil of the war, listened to Naaman's lament and mentioned that there was an Israelite prophet who could heal him. Naaman went to the king of Aram and told him what he learned from the Israelite girl. The king listened and sent a letter with Naaman to the king of Israel. When the king of Israel read the letter, and even though it said that Naaman was there to be cured of leprosy, the king of Israel heard threat in the words and rent his clothes as if in mourning. But Elisha, the famous healing prophet, heard of the king's behavior and recognized that it was possible to listen to what Naaman requested. He told the king, "Let him come to me, and he will learn that there is a prophet in Israel." Naaman arrived with a full retinue of horses and chariots, waiting to hear the instructions for healing his leprosy. Elisha sent word through a messenger for Naaman to bathe in the Jordan River 7 times, and then his flesh would be restored. Naaman was livid. He expected some grand gesture, and instead, Elisha didn't even appear. Why bother? Naaman protested. He had much better rivers than Aram. The trouble was not that Naaman didn't hear what Elisha said, but rather that Naaman didn't actually listen to the words. Once again, like the Israelite attendant, a servant pushed him to comply. The servant had clearly listened to the potential of the action and pointed out that if Elisha had told him to do something difficult, would he not have done it? That is when Naaman listened and believed what might be possible. Then he went and immersed in the Jordan River 7 times and emerged pure with skin, like a little boy's. The story presents Naaman as big, but not humble enough to listen, until someone lesser than him raises him up. The story presents Elisha as a man of God, humble in his ability, but great in his strength of character. We hear so much, but do we actually listen? The difference is our willingness to absorb what is said and allow it to enter our heart and mind. Listening prods us to pay attention and discover the humanity of others, even as we find it in ourselves. Listening makes us humble, and perhaps most importantly, perhaps the ability to listen can heal us all.
This has been a Temple Israel of Boston production. Join us next time for another episode of TI Clergy Corner.